Order, order.
Select committee report.
The annual financial review of New Zealand On Air was a chance for its chairwoman, Miriam Dean, to let the Commerce Committee know about problems she had encountered since taking over the organisation a year ago.
When I came into the board, my first package of meetings was 2,500 pages, and I was told that was light, and indeed it was light, because by the second meeting I had 3,500 pages, and I actually challenge any director that can read each and every word of 3,500 pages.
That led Ms Dean to conduct a review of procedure at New Zealand On Air.
And what had become apparent to me is that although our fantastic staff were getting in the applications, doing all the analysis, giving us the recommendations, the board nonetheless was spending all its time going through each and every funding decision, even though 99 times out of 100 they agreed with management.
Ms Dean said she had encouraged her fellow New Zealand On Air bosses to look for practical changes.
I did raise with the board whether the time had come to perhaps change the governance structure. We discussed with staff. I got an expert governance person in because I thought we could benefit from some expert advice.
The New Zealand On Air chairwoman said that that had resulted in a change in funding procedure.
What that has led to now is a changed process. So we now have a delegation model where below X amounts, and for example, music at 300,000, television at 1 million, the staff will deal with it, they will make the decision, unless there's any particular reason because of sensitivity, controversy, they simply divide it amongst themselves whether or not to fund it.
And that allowed board members to focus on broader goals.
My belief is that governance is about governance, not managing. It's about setting the strategy. It's about monitoring performance and risk. And personally, I also think it's about inspiring and really trying to inspire management to think about doing things differently, etc.
New Zealand On Air chairwoman Miriam Dean speaking at the Commerce Committee's financial review of her organisation. Also during the week, representatives of Greyhound Racing New Zealand appeared before the Government Administration Committee to answer accusations made in a petition against Greyhound Racing. Earlier this year, a member of the public, Aaron Cross, gathered signatures and presented a petition calling for a crackdown on what he said were cruel practices within the greyhound racing industry. But on the other side of the argument is Greyhound Racing New Zealand General Manager Jim Leach, who described what effect the ban on greyhound racing would have.
Many of the people who are involved in greyhound racing come from very remote, depressed areas, and if you took away the opportunity for them to race greyhounds, it would have quite serious consequences for their livelihood.
Mr. Leach admitted it was a good time to have a review of the dog racing industry.
We're in a transition period between a sport which has been very much hobby-based and is now very much a professional sport. We have areas where we will readily admit we're short on factual information as to what happens. In the past, we've kept a very close eye on the racing dogs, but clearly there is a feeling in the community that we should be looking wider than that and to see what exactly happens to dogs before they become racing dogs and also afterwards when they retire.
Mr. Leach said he was keen to see the outcomes of the review.
And I can assure you it is the will of the Board of Greyhound Racing New Zealand to ensure that any recommendations they come up with will be faithfully implemented.
Greyhound Racing New Zealand General Manager Jim Leach speaking against a petition calling for a crackdown on greyhound racing practices. And finally, the New Zealand Teachers Council was up before the Education and Science Committee for a financial review. The Teachers Council was represented by its director, Peter Lind.
Overall, in terms of 2011-12, the council is in a strong financial position. We've been very prudent in terms of our financial management, largely because the Minister announced the review of the council in December 2011, and we are awaiting the outcomes of that particular review.
In the meantime, it was business as usual.
We've had a particular focus in terms of our building our capacity and capability to ensure that we can attend to cases of complaints about teachers or mandatory reports in a timely way.
New Zealand Teachers Council Director Peter Lind. That was one of 15 Select Committee meetings held this week. I'm Rhys Lyon reporting for ParliamentToday.co.nz with funding from the Office of the Clerk.